Okay, hello.
Hello.
Can you give your name, please?
Helen Stafford, or Helen Victoria Stafford.
Helen Stafford, okay. So you've done the real-world chemistry
yes.
sessions. So I was just going to ask you how you found them. Before we go into that, have you any previous experience doing open space learning or drama performance or anything like that?
I did a lot of drama when I was in school, so I have got used to performing, but this is completely different and I still get nervous. And then we did some workshops at the beginning of first year about elements and doing a more interactive approach.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Okay.
A little bit.
Excellent. And did you find that you were apprehensive at the beginning of this process?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Because I like doing stuff behind the scenes, so like organising the presentation and doing the PowerPoint slides and stuff like that. But as soon as I get up in front of an audience, I get very, very nervous.
You get nervous.
Mm-hmm. Very. Okay. That's one of the reasons I wanted to do it.
Yeah. Well, so you did this in order to take a risk.
Yeah. Because I know that in third and fourth year, I'm going to have to start giving presentations and stuff.
Yeah.
So I wanted to kind of start getting my confidence up to be able to do that mm-hmm. better.
Yeah.
Then.
And have you found this process helpful in that?
Yeah, it's drawn my attention to things that I was aware of but not actively doing something about.
Yeah.
But now I've seen it from someone else's perspective, it does kind of, like, it shows that I do need to do something about it.
Okay, yeah, interesting. And what about, and can I just talk you through the three sessions? So we started, if I remember, in the studio.
Yeah.
And how did you find that session?
I mean, that was so much fun.
Yeah.
I found out how badly coordinated I am.
Right, okay. Yeah.
With, like, the clapping and and the clicking. That was, yeah, because then I always thought I was all right with my coordination, but no.
Okay, yeah.
Not at all.
Did you enjoy the space? Did you like
the I do like that. And it was nice that attention wasn't focused on, like, one person mm-hmm. at any one time. It was... The most it was fit when we did the group bit at the end.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was quite fun trying to make a story of the pictures as well.
Yeah. And how did you find, I mean, because one of the struggles I have, I mean, I'm not in science at all, so what I'm trying to do with the pictures, for example, is to get people to think about science in an oblique or a slightly different way than they would usually think about it.
Yeah.
And we often call those theory building games, okay, if we do them in arts or in humanities. But in science, this is different because for you, a theory is a very specific thing, mm-hmm. isn't it? It's a hypothesis. It's something that you can test. And I just wondered how you found that exercise. Whether you found that it, you know, the drama you all acted, and whether you found that fun, but also found it kind of useful.
Yeah. Because you wanted to make something that made sense mm-hmm. and make all the pictures follow, but. There was such a wide, diverse range of pictures, you had to be creative mm-hmm. about trying to make a story out of them. And it was really nice that when you did do it, that people did get, like, even if they didn't get the whole story, they at least got aspects of it,
mm-hmm.
which shows that you can communicate some things across quite easily, just through simple actions that you don't quite realise might have that effect.
Yeah, yeah. That's good. And then the second workshop was with Johnny in the teaching grid.
Yeah.
Yeah. And how did
it
you find that?
It made me very, very self-conscious about certain things, like the way I stand and uh-huh. things like that. I mean,
yeah.
I don't know. I know I don't just stand up, like, straight and tall, but I didn't realise what kind of impression the way I normally stand gives off.
Mm-hmm.
It's just...
So you became more
yeah,
aware
it
of
it. It did make me quite self-conscious for the few days after. Oh, I shouldn't stand like this.
Yeah. And did you build your confidence at all, do you think?
I don't know if I built my confidence, but it made me aware of things that I can do to make myself appear more confident.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So.
That's a good distinction, yeah. Yeah. How do you think that the third session, which was when you were presenting, which we have in video, how do you think that related to the earlier two sessions? Do you think the earlier two sessions helped you?
Yeah, the second session especially made you aware of the things that you did
mm-hmm.
That might have given off the wrong impression, or
yeah.
the impression that you weren't wanting to give off when you were talking.
Mm-hmm.
So that did help quite a bit. And the first session just... kind of made you feel that maybe it's difficult to explain, like, even if you do something wrong or you interpret it in something in a slightly different way, then the general message still does get across, like the thing with the pictures.
And overall, would you like to do more of this kind of thing?
Yeah, you think it's useful?
Yeah. And do you see a future for doing some science, you know, doing chemistry outside of the lab and this traditional lecture?
Yeah, I mean, in the future, I want to stay with science because it's something that I've always been passionate about. But I can't see myself working in a lab 9 to 5 for the rest of my life. So it's quite nice to have the more interactive and different approach to it.
Yeah.
Kind of makes you more aware of other things that you can do with it.
The applications of it. Yeah. Okay. I think that's it. Thank you very much.